On your WSJW Morning Team Show, having fun in a couple of different ways this morning.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes.
It is Tuesday, August 11th, 2020, and with Dave, Pat, Charlie, and Art, too, this morning because of the golf that we're having fun doing, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But we also have to recognize that on this date, August 11th, 1950, when music like this was being heard on the radio, this is Phil Harris, The Thing, WSJW first took to the broadcast airwaves. We're celebrating a 70th anniversary today.
What an accomplishment back then. And I understand it was a delayed a few months. They had hoped to get it on sooner, and they had some things they encountered, technical things, etc., regulations, etc., and they got beyond it. But this was a day, Charlie, 70 years ago today, that we actually began broadcasting.
So we're having some fun celebrating that. And again, this is from 1950, one of the top songs of 1950, Phil Harris and The Thing.
Great song.
Oh, it is a lot of fun. A little novelty song that was big in the 1950s. Speaking of novelty, Art Lewis, you're there.
Yes. On the 10 o'clock hour this morning, I may ask for memories of WSBW, just for the fun of it.
Well, that'd be a good, because we know we've had a lot of listeners who've been with us for many years. I don't know if we've had anyone around since the beginning of 1950.
Oh, I bet there are.
Dave?
Yeah, well, I would have been 2 years old.
It's interesting, in the last hour you mentioned Fred Krell. For a long time, of course, so much was the voice of WSJW and was one of the originals.
Yeah, he was here for over 30 years, 31, 32 years, something like that. Maybe 35.
Got some recordings of him, but unfortunately nothing to play them on.
Yeah, we don't have anything to play reel-to-reel on anymore.
Yeah. I'm trying to
got
think.
One in the studio, but it's only there for memories.
Yeah, it looks good. Of the current staff members, I would think, you, obviously Art, and Dave, Terry Henney.
Terry Henney would be the oldest of them. Oldest in terms of service.
I'm just trying to figure out who still had association with Fred Krell in his broadcast days.
Oh, Ann Williams.
Ann Williams.
Ann would have, yeah.
I remember.
Ann would have been here.
Right.
That would be, well, let's see, a couple of retired folks that were here. So, yeah, there were a few of us around.
I had the association once in a special broadcast when I arrived in 1990. And I had a chance to do a broadcast at the Saginaw County Fair. And it was being celebrated at that time Fred Krell's back doing a Listen to the Mrs. show. And I was filling his host, Art Lewis. You weren't available that day. Must have been on vacation or something. And I'll never forget that show because, of course, Freddie, who was loved by so many fans.
Oh, yes.
During our live broadcast, didn't matter. People would say hi to Fred on air, and Fred, of course, would take time to say hi to those folks while he was on the air.
Today, it's unreal.
You could strike up a friendly conversation, that's for sure. He was a real likable guy.
1950, it all started for WSJW, and we're celebrating it today, and of course, celebrating with you, our loyal family of radio listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have 70 years.